Are you playing more for center field, or was that just today I saw you out there a lot?
I don't. It depends on the formation. I mean, where I'm going to line up at. I could be playing center field. I could be coming down on anybody. Stuff like that. You never know.
Listen, how do you like this defense? I mean, it looks like there's a lot of different looks, a lot of different opportunities. I mean, how are you taking to this?
I love the defense. It's kind of similar to our defense back in Alabama. And only thing that changes was the calls and the formation. I mean, the calls and where you line up at and stuff like that. It's just key details now.
Are there little things you're even learning about yourself now that you're a pro player, even though this is only OTAs, you know, there's no pads, no contact, but are you saying to yourself, I got this down? Are you sensing that?
I'm kind of sensing that. I'm just making this every day. I'm on a different battle, just making sure I know what's going on, I know what everybody's doing, where I'm supposed to line up at, and flying to the ball. So, I mean, just a sense of it. That's about it.
Did you ever get to meet Sean Taylor?
No, I never got to meet him. No.
What did you like about it? How did you learn about him, I guess, or introduced to his game?
I introduced to his game when they played against the Saints, and he hit, I can't remember the wide receiver name, but he hit one of the wide receivers across the middle. He was bobbling the ball and clinked him. And that was back in when I was in middle school. And ever since then, I've been a Sean Taylor fan.
Was it easy to get the number?
Huh?
Was it easy to get the number from the veteran, DRC?
Yeah, I mean, I talked to him about him. I gave him my reason behind it, and he liked the reason. And he said he didn't care for the number, and he just gave it to me. He just said, what number of pride, because I know you ran it behind it. Then they had a great 21, say, like Tiki Barber that was here. And playing behind guys like that wore that number, it's fantastic.
Sometimes the rookie has to
do something, right?
Do something.
Yeah, definitely.
You didn't have to do anything?
He didn't say anything yet. But right now, it's just he gave me the number just out of respect for my idol and the love for the game.
Do you, I know obviously he's at another level than you are at the moment, but do you pattern yourself after him? Do you see any of your game and what you saw from him, Sean Taylor?
Definitely. Just his physical and his passion for the game. I mean, he comes down here, lays guys out, and then he definitely could play anywhere on the field, and that's what I'm trying to do. Just do the same.
With the NFL the way it is, though, do you have to be careful about hitting guys now, because it seems like there's a lot of fines coming out.
Yeah, it's definitely a lot of fines, but it's the same thing in college. We had to watch out. I mean, at least you get fined here, you can still play, but back in college, you get put out of the game if you hit helmet with the helmet. So, just lowering the target, I mean, it's not no big deal unless you got to be able to bend, and I definitely could do that.